USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is predicting more suffering and death if his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief plan isn't approved.
The way I see it, the biggest risk is not going too big if we go too small.
Earlier this week, a group of Senate Republicans visited the White House to pitch their own relief plan, which was much smaller. The president said he won't budge on the size and scope of the package. He pointed to a January jobs report as a reason why the country needs more money. Since some of the people that stormed the Capitol last month were active duty military members, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued a directive designed to address political and ideological extremism. Commanding officers will meet sometime in the next 2 months to discuss the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.